Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on the last Friday in the month of February, February 23rd, 2024, 2/23/24. March 1st is next Friday. How about that? 16 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan and Carrington Nelson. You know, I feel like I learned so much during that break.
What did you learn during that break?
Well, I don't want to get into it, but I learned some stuff.
What?
I learned some stuff.
How'd you learn anything? We were just kind of sitting there quietly.
No, it was in the break that I learned something.
Okay.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Are you going to tell? Or?
No.
Okay.
No, because when you're in the break, you can't bring up things on the air that you learn in the break. That's inappropriate.
Oh, that's true.
But I learned some things there that now... What, you know, here's what I'm going to say about this whole thing. It's fascinating because this is kind of a current event. Let's say you're in a house and like in the middle of the night, things are flickering, you know, like, oh, what is that? That light didn't used to flicker. What's that all about? And then you think like you're nuts. Because why is the light flickering all the time? It must be me. There's something ain't right here. And then you find out that the house has got an electrical problem. There's something wrong with the light. And you realize it wasn't you at all. You weren't nuts. There was something going on. The light was flickering. And now you know why. That's what I feel. I feel like that's what I learned during the break. I feel like I now know the why.
Okay.
Of the past few months.
Okay.
That's what I feel like I know now.
Gotcha. Well, I'm glad you've been enlightened.
Because I have wondered about the flickering light for like the last 2.5 months. Something ain't right. The light's flickering. Something's wrong. It's not how it used to be. And now I know why the light's been flickering. The porch light's been...
Well, I'm glad that I have
solved the case. I tell you what, I feel like $1 million.
What?
I haven't felt this good in a long time.
Okay.
No, because I thought... You know, it's one of those things where you think, I'm nuts. Maybe it's just me. Maybe my perception is off.
Oh, and then you get the reassurance that you're
then
not
I know
crazy.
That I'm not nuts because now I know that the electrician needs to come to the house because something was wrong the entire time. It wasn't just me. You know what I'm saying, Matt? Do you understand this story?
I think you do,
yes. Do you feel the same way?
I'm going to guess no.
No?
Do you feel the same way?
I mean, kind of. There's things sometimes that are just kind of strange.
You and I have had conversations about the flickering light.
Yeah.
And what was that all about? Now you know, the electric has not been running properly, and we just didn't know about it.
Crazy.
I think that's fascinating.
Crazy when you figure it out.
It is. You know, it's like the punchline. It took 2.5 months to get to the punchline, but there it was. You know what? I feel so good right now. When I leave here tonight, I might just go have a little party.
Oh, a party?
Yeah, because I feel vindicated now. Because I feel like I was nuts for like 2.5 months. Like, because I like to think I can read people pretty good. And I thought it was me. I thought that something is wrong. I'm reading this wrong. Because... nothing is different. This light is flickering, but I don't understand. It must be me. But now I know why the light has been flickering.
That's good. I'm glad that you figured things out.
I feel like a genius.
You're a genius. There you go.
Thank you. Now you know. Have we not had conversations about the light?
We have, yeah.
We have. And not prior to around Christmas time.
Correct.
Isn't that interesting? Well, at least we know what's making the light flicker.
Whatever. I'm glad that you figured out the flickering light problem.
Yeah, and you know what? Sometimes when the light's flickering, you have to unscrew the bulb.
What's that supposed to mean?
Listen, I'm just talking about a flickering light.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Has your light been flickering?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, no, my lights have been fine.
I don't know. You seem like some lights have been flickering.
My lights have been just
fine. No, it is interesting, though, but, you know, obviously this is metaphoric, but it's interesting. Have you ever noticed a personality change in somebody? No, really. Seriously, Matt. And you wonder, that's not what I remember. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm reading this thing completely wrong, and then you find out. You know, it's like when somebody's pregnant, you know, they start acting funny, but they don't know they're pregnant and you don't know they're pregnant. And then all of a sudden, oh, they're pregnant. And you go, oh, okay, that's why they were moody and obnoxious.
And then everything clicks. Makes sense.
And everything clips. Everything clicks.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. I've seen that happen before.
Yeah. And I think that's all this was that happened in the break. I think, you know, for a long time, I thought, boy, this is very odd behavior. And now I know why the behavior was odd.
I'm glad that you've come to the realization.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Well, not just me. I mean, we've had this conversation, so I feel like we've all solved it together tonight.
Okay, good. I'm glad that we've uncovered the mystery, gotten to the root of things.
You know, I feel like I'm an archaeologist who was on a dig. And I feel like now I have found the gold.
Okay, so that's why you're having a party. You figured it out.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
Because, you know, at some point during that whole 2.5 month period, when the light's flickering, you start to think, well, I could be causing this,
maybe,
you know?
Maybe I'm blinking. Like, what's wrong? You're blinking. Like, the light's not flickering. Like,
right. I keep thinking, what's wrong? This is not, I don't think I'm really causing a problem here. So I don't understand why there's so much conflict. And then you realize what has happened. Because the light wasn't flickering last year. You know what I'm saying? I do. Oh, Lord. Go ahead, caller.
I have a question.
Oh, go right ahead.
Did you guys' phones go out Thursday?
Thursday? Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, it happened Thursday morning. AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile were all affected.
Really? They all went down?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I had any trouble.
I just wondered if Matt and Carrington did, because they went crazy.
I think at work they mentioned something about this, because people call the pharmacy like crazy, and whenever they can't reach us, there are problems. So I might have heard about it from that, but I didn't notice my own phone acting up at all, no.
Oh, I also did not know.
Mine went down, didn't come back up. The only way I could get internet or do anything was have Wi-Fi.
That's interesting. No, I don't. I had not heard anything about that.
Yeah, the statement I read about AT&T was they were upgrading the system and something happened. And I haven't heard anything about Verizon and T-Mobile yet, though.
Wonder what caused all that problem.
I don't know. They immediately floated around that it was a cyber attack. And, of course, the company, well, AT&T anyway, denied it.
Oh, that's trouble. I would think a cyber attack would be a bad thing.
Yeah, it sounds bad.
Yeah, because a lot of times they cyber attack them, and then it takes them forever, unless they pay the ransom.
That's true. No, but no problem on this. And well, hope you're enjoying the show tonight.
Yeah, you guys are talking some interesting topics.
I think so. You know, I think when you talk more, sometimes you pinpoint things more than go in broad strokes. I think that can be fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah, that Carrington thing. I've heard of people that do that.
The sweat garlic?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm not crazy. That's a real thing.
I've also heard people that sweat when they eat jalapenos. They sweat and they smell like jalapenos.
There we go. I'll have to eat more jalapenos and I can find out if I'm a victim of that as well.
Yeah, just to let you know, you're not alone.
Thank you. They make me feel like I'm crazy all the time, so I appreciate it.
You're not crazy. You're all right, just the world's wrong.
Oh, thank you. That's right. It's not me, it's the world.
Don't encourage her. Don't encourage her.
I appreciate it.
It'll get rough around here. Thanks.
Yep.
And phone lines are always open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Let's move on to something else a little more interesting here tonight. Okay, well, what haven't we talked about? Well, we talked about the Riz. I thought that was interesting. We talked a little bit about the sexual harassment. That's apparently a you thing.
Yeah, probably more women than men.
I would think that's more of a woman thing than a man thing. You know, we haven't talked about this on this show, but we talked about it a little bit with Jessica earlier on about the new study. They've always said don't go to bed angry, but a new book says go to bed angry because you can think about it. It'll give you time to cool off. You'll think about it in the morning. Everything will be better when you talk about it then. What's your feeling on that? You think it's a good idea, right, Matt?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea because, I mean, if you go to sleep angry, you wake up tomorrow and you won't be angry anymore. You will, I mean, obviously the issue will still be there and you should probably deal with it. You shouldn't just pawn it off. Then that's that. Then you're holding a grudge. But I think that you should probably deal with it when you're not in the height of your emotions. When you make decisions in emotional moments, they tend to be bad decisions because they're not led by logic. They're led by emotion.
I think sleeping on something, you're just going to be more angry in the morning.
I don't think so.
I think when you let something simmer, it just gets worse. Because I think you're not solving it.
It depends what kind of person you are. Like, if you're sitting there, like, ruminating and, like, thinking about the issue at hand and, like getting yourself more angry, then I agree. I just think some people, like, don't, like, forget about it. You've talked about that before, how, like, if something's not, like, directly in front of you, you kind of are, like, it's not, like, something that you're sitting around
thinking about. No, I don't think
about it. Yeah.
No. Not unless somebody brings it up.
For you, it might get better because you're not thinking about it throughout the night. It's like, oh, okay, we can rehash this, and, like, it hasn't been something that's been on your mind.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be less when it was brought back to my attention.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know why it would be less. I mean, like, if something was annoying me and then it wasn't in front of my face, I wouldn't think about it. But if it was there again, it would probably be just as annoying.
You don't think that time away from the annoying thing would make you less annoyed at it?
No. No. Because I don't think you forget.
Yeah, it's just not as, like, not as prominent whenever it's not around you, obviously. So I think it's easier to, like, get over it and not think about it if it's not going on, you know?
I don't know. I think it's a bad idea. I just think you got to nip things quick. I'm all for the school of dealing with it now and getting it over with.
I mean, I agree with you. That's what I said on the Wednesday night show, that I was like, I don't want to go to bed angry. I'd rather just, like, talk about it and get things figured out, because I will sit around and think about it and it will probably ruin my mood for the next however long it takes till we can just, like, get it sorted out.
But what would you want somebody to really, like, tell you what they think?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Like, if they told you they thought you were awful, they couldn't stand you would be okay with that?
I'd want to know. I mean, I'd want, like, reasons why they think those things and not just, like, I hate you.
If somebody said, I dislike you, you'd want them to give you the reasons?
Yeah.
Oh.
See? I want to know what they dislike about me. I want specifics.
Why?
Wow. That seems a little rough.
It'd make me more self-aware, I think. It's like, oh, maybe if this person finds these things to be, like, bad characteristics.
Do you think you're self-aware, though? Because that's something we talk about. I always say you got to be self-aware. And I think people aren't self-aware. And do you think you're self-aware?
I think I'm pretty self-aware, actually. Yeah, I know. I knew you were going to make some eyes at me whenever I said that. But no, I do think I'm pretty self-aware.
What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, I'd say that I'm pretty
self-aware. Think you're self-aware of what's going on?
Yeah.
That's good. I think it's important to be self-aware. When you're more self-aware, you can approach a situation a lot better. But if you're not self-aware, you have no idea what's going on. And I think that's when you put yourself in awkward positions.
Yeah, I don't think I find myself in that many awkward positions. At least they're not awkward for me.
Right. That goes with not being self-aware.
They're not being awkward?
Yeah. No, because you wouldn't be awkward because you're not self-aware that there's an issue.
Maybe.
Do you think you're perceptive when people have issues with you? Are you aware that they have an issue?
I'm, like, overly aware, I feel like.
I don't think you are.
Why?
Because I think you might be somebody who might not understand.
What?
Yeah, I think so.
No, but anytime I think something's wrong with somebody, I like want to get to the bottom of it. And I'm like, hey, something seems off. Like, let's talk about it. Let's solve this.
Yeah, but see, I think when things aren't off, you ask people and they're not. But when things really are off, you don't ask people.
What?
So I think your radar's off.
I have a fear of that, so I hope that you're wrong.
No, I think that's what it is. Knowing you for the last, it's been a minute now.
Yeah.
7 or 8 months, something like that. My perception has always been is that you think there's a problem when there's not a problem. When really, it's just more of busy or maybe something on somebody else's mind. But when there is a problem, you are not aware that there's a problem.
Have there been problems I've been unaware of?
Well, no, I knew you'd say that, but no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that I'm more like, I think the times that you have thought things were problematic, they really weren't. And that was not a lie. They really weren't problematic. But there have probably been times where the problematic problems were going on, and you weren't even aware of it.
But you're saying probably because there haven't been problems that I haven't been aware of.
What?
Yeah, what? I don't know what language that was. Run that by me again.
Sorry, it was a question. So you're saying that they probably because you can't think of a specific instance where there have been problems that I have been unaware of.
I can't think?
Yeah, it's a question.
Oh.
Like, you can't think of a time where there was, like, a problem that I was unaware of.
Well, I don't remember everything.
Does that mean yes?
Are you trying to play some games? Really know. I don't know. I'm just confused. Because, honestly, I didn't understand the question.
Okay. I was just curious if
there were too many words that begin with P in that whole thing. I really didn't understand what you were saying.
Well, I know. The first time you said it, I was like, what? That made zero sense.
My eyes rolled clear back in my head. I had no idea what you were saying.
I was just asking if there were times that there have been problems and I haven't realized it.
You know what's a better topic is that...
Okay.
You know, no, honestly.
I feel like he's trying to avoid this.
No. Here's this better topic. Because I had this conversation with somebody, very short, but I thought it was a fascinating topic. Because I think you learn about yourself as you go on, and maybe birthdays make you think about that and things that you do. And I have learned, this is the one thing I think I've learned with time, and birthdays and things like that, is that when I like somebody, even if I have issues with them, I'm all in on that person. Even if there are issues, I'm all in because there's something there. But I also have learned that I can be all out on somebody too and still be nice to them because I don't want to be rude, you know. So that's interesting because if I really think somebody is something, that we can have outings all day long and I would still be there. But there are other people who probably would get the same feeling, but I probably just, they're just, you know, another drop in the bucket.
How do you differentiate between the ones that you're all in on versus all out?
Well, I know.
I know. What's your criteria?
Somebody I like.
Okay.
Somebody who I really, you know, liking somebody is not necessarily, liking sounds very simplistic. I think what I do is I find people who add something to the game. They add something to life. If I find them more problematic than adding, if they're taking away, if they're causing more issue than they're bringing, then it's not fun.
Okay.
Some people are just complicated.
Yeah, that's a...
That like a complicated
sense.
Person, that will wear you out.
Yeah. Where you just like... You mean like you never know where you stand with them or something?
No,
or
it's not that. I don't care where I stand with them. Okay. It's more along the lines of they just are complicated.
To understand?
You know what the biggest thing with me... I'll tell you what the biggest thing with me is honesty. And I've always said that to people, and they really don't buy it. But if I find out that's the one deal breaker that I cannot... If I know that somebody has lied to me, I can't, I think they'll lie again. And I just have no tolerance for that. But I tell people that. I say, listen, that's the one deal breaker. I can take anything else, but if you lie, that ain't going to work. And they don't believe it. And then they lie. And then
the hammer falls
and they don't understand why. But I cannot, if somebody lies, I don't trust them. I mean, you gotta have trust.
I think that's reasonable. I think it's exactly like you said. If you're gonna lie once, you'd lie again.
Yeah. So why would I trust you? Why are you bringing anything to my life now if I cannot trust you?
You're probably not. I mean, you're unsure, obviously.
Even people who I disagree about things with, if they're not lying, if they're being honest in their disagreement, then I have to respect that. At least they're not lying.
Mm-hmm.
But a lie, then you never, because you know what, I'll tell you what the problem is with lying. It's not even necessarily that they'll tell another lie. It's that I think that everything that they have said could be a lie. Now I'm questioning everything that they've
questioning
said.
You're questioning whether
it were, yeah. Was like, that all just a bunch of crap that you said?
What is and is not true that you've been told before?
You never know where. So now I don't really trust you at all. And trust is everything.
That's true. I don't think I think about it that much, but that's true.
Well, that's the number one thing with me, so...
Honesty. Keep it real.
Yeah. Well, you've got to be honest. Why would you lie to somebody? What is the criteria? You can tell somebody none of your business. That's the truth. But I mean, why would you lie?
Lying is only good to accomplish short-term goals, but in the long run, you were going to get caught in a lie somewhere down the road. And eventually, it's going to become a bigger problem for you than whatever you've used it to solve, I guess, quote unquote.
I always think people who lie probably don't care anyway. Because why would you do it? Why would you lie?
You would think that there has to be some... they have to gain something from doing it. I don't think you just lie for no reason.
I think that they think it's self-gain, but it's not. It's the worst thing.
A lot of the times, they lie for, like... like you said, I think they think that it's self-gain because they're thinking in, like, short-term. Like, it's a short-term boost, but then, like, eventually it just comes back to hurt them in the long run.
That's right, and I don't think that people understand that. So I think trust is a big thing, but there are people who are always there, even though you might not get along with them all the time.
And you'd rather have that. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, at least you know they're not, like, making something up whenever they tell you.
And I think people have to also realize that nobody is irreplaceable. And, you know, I think that's okay.
This goes against what you're talking about with the whole Riz thing earlier, where it's charisma.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, just the like, everybody's irreplaceable type thing. Because you were talking about, like, anybody in your life with the charisma where you're just, like, you can't get rid of them type of thing.
Yeah, I don't think I have those people.
That's true. Okay, you did say that. Okay, yeah. Fair.
So I don't think everybody can be replaced at this point. Anybody can go. But some people are more apt to go than others. You know, isn't that weird, though? You have different relationships with different people.
I mean, I think some people are probably just more susceptible to change.
Probably. I think that's probably true. Yeah, I would say.
What do you mean by that?
I think that some people are just... both naturally inclined to make change, and there are also people who are naturally inclined to just, like there are people who, like, don't like to, like, live in one house for very long, and they'll move, and, like, there are people who don't stay in one job very long, they get bored, so they quit, and they go to a new job, like, something like that, or alternatively, just, like, they'd, like, you could, like, just, you know, something like that.
You know what's interesting? There's not much reflection among 20-year-olds. You get reflection happens later, I think, probably like in your 30s. And I think that's the problem. I think that's how you get reflection, is when you get a little older, then you say, ooh, that wasn't the, that at the time it didn't seem like a big thing, but I shouldn't have done that.
I think
that.
The issue is, and like when you're around me and Carrington's age, you tend to like try to reflect, but there's not much to reflect on.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're doing is you're creating the things that you're going to reflect back on and say, ooh, shouldn't have done that.
You're supposed to make those mistakes too.
No, I don't think
something to reflect.
You're not supposed. Well, you know, some people have more to reflect back on than others.
but you can reflect positively or negatively, or like, oh, I'm glad things happened that way, or like, oh, I wish things would have been different.
I think usually reflection happens in regretful moments.
Oh.
I don't think it because positive, you're happy that it happened.
Yep. Yeah, you're just like gratitude.
Right, but that's different than reflection.
They're kind of similar, expressing gratitude and reflection on, like, a good event. You're like, oh, this happened, and like, oh, I'm glad that this happened. Things could have been different. It could have been worse.
I don't know. I think people don't realize something's gone till it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a problem. But who knows? Some people are weird. That's what I've learned over the years. But I recently learned that, you know, sometimes you get the impression that people don't care, and then you find out they really do. It's kind of interesting because we were talking about Jessica, and, you know, I hadn't been on with her in 12 years. And she, like I said, she came back, and it was like no time had passed. And I thought that was great. So I didn't realize that I missed having her on until she was back. So, you know, that's a good thing.
I want to meet her. I'm sure it'll happen eventually. Is she coming to a Wednesday night show?
You know, we'll see.
Time will tell.
Time will tell. Time will tell. Oh, I did. We're going to make the announcement of what's happening in the upcoming week now that all the meetings have been had.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's,
exciting.
Oh, this is big. This is big. This is going to be the biggest thing that, you know, one of the biggest things to ever hit this town. So here's the thing. Starting on Thursday, there's going to be a celebration of the 30-year anniversary of Mary Ellen Withrow being sworn in as Treasurer of the United States. That happened on March the 1st. 1994, 30 years ago. So, on Leap Day, February 29th, Mary Ellen will be, she'll be start on this show that morning from 8 to 10. She'll be here with me, and we're going to recount her career live on the air. And then from 10:30, starting at 10:30, she will be at Harding speaking to the AP history class. And then at 1:45, she'll be speaking to the Pleasant middle school and high school group during an assembly. And then on Friday, the actual 30th anniversary of her swearing in, that morning she'll be speaking to River Valley at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then at she'll go back to where it all started at Elgin at 2 o'clock that day and speak to them, the whole school. And then at, now this is for everybody, be public, anybody's invited to this, at 3:30 at Kingston, there's going to be a big celebration with punch and wine and water and cheese trays and vegetable trays and desserts, and it's open to the public. Come out and celebrate with Mary Ellen, 3:30 to 5 on Friday at Kingston. And I will be introducing Mary Ellen and moderating these things at the different events. So I'll have a busy 2 days.
We'll be there.
Well, me. you never know between now and then.
Okay.
There's always a period of time, you know?
Yeah. No, there is.
That light could flicker off at any point.
So
totally
true.
Go out. The ball just blew.
That's true.
But I, you know, is this not exciting?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think this is probably the biggest thing we've done with Mary Ellen since I don't even know. I guess Groundhog Day, but before that, it was the Little Brown Jug, so it's been...
Yeah, and this is historic. I mean, this is one of those... It's 30 years to the day. All this is going on, and I don't think I said this, she will be giving the speech at every school and at Kingston that she gave 30 years ago on that date when she was sworn in as Treasurer of the United States, the exact same speech. So that's going to be so great.
You know, I was going to try to find that speech on the internet, but then I figured that I would avoid doing that, actually, because I would...
You want to hear it?
You can hear it.
I'd rather just hear it from you know, the source herself.
Right there. It's historic. It's once in a lifetime. It's a big deal, and it's going to be an amazing 2 days, and I'll be glad to go on the school tour and be the opening act.
I think that's good.
Videos are being put together to celebrate her, and there's all kinds of other stuff going on that's going to be a surprise that I can't talk about, but it's going to be an amazing 2 days and something you'll always remember that you were a part of.
Definitely. I mean, if we're a part of it.
Well, I know two of us will be a part of it.
Oh, okay.
Now, all three of us, it's a little iffy right now.
Okay.
Yeah, but don't worry about it.
Okay, that sounds good.
I wouldn't worry.
Okay.
I think you're the type of girl who can make other plans quick.
Okay.
We'll free you up.
All right.
But in any event, I think it's very great. I think it's fantastic because I think going back and wrapping it all up at Elgin where she started in 1969, my goodness.
It's perfect.
It's perfect. It couldn't have fallen any more perfectly. And then this reception and the people who are coming to that, it's really exciting. So that's the big announcement.
You know, I think this is probably one of the Everything we do is exciting, obviously, but this is probably one of the more exciting things we've done at the radio station.
You know what?
I've gotten here.
The crowds we're going to be in front of, that is really something. I mean, it's really exciting. There's no other word for it. It's one of those things, once in a lifetime, because we were talking about this earlier, and I think we talked about it with Pastor Craig as well, that Mary Ellen is going to go down as an icon, and that is a word that gets bandied around very loosely. But she is. 25 years, she went from Elgin School Board to Treasurer of the United States. Only two people in the history of Marion have ever went to the national level, and that's Harding and Mary Ellen Withrow. And you're not going to see Harding do his thing, but you're going to get to see Mary Ellen here on the 30th anniversary. There's a lot of emotion and a lot of historic nature involved in that.
I'm excited to hear her speech. I don't know anything about it. I have not, like, listened to it ever. I mean, Matt said he hadn't either, but I'm excited to get to hear it.
We'll get you a copy.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. But it's fascinating because I don't know. I've done so much with Mary Ellen, but this seems like a very fun thing. It seems like a very fun ride. So, we'll see. So, if you're at Pleasant or you have kids who go to Pleasant or River Valley or Harding or Elgin, we'll be seeing you next week.
Get ready.
Be on the move. You know, I'm trying to, because I cannot write anything down, so it'll probably be a little different at each school. But I know what I want to convey about the day and what is important.
Are you interviewing Mary Ellen at each school, or is it just going to be her giving her speech?
I think it's a little different at every school, but it's going to be a happening. And boy, the party that we're all going to have when it's all over at Kingston, it's going to be a thing. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott said that Mary Ellen was going to give her speech at the Village Caledonia, but he knew that her speech would be drowned out by the sound of banjo music in the background.
Yeah, there's something going on over there in Caledonia. We were going to add that. We were going to put that as a stop, but, you know, we just couldn't fit it in.
I heard more disparaging commentary from you, Scott, about Caledonia. What was it, the wedding? Like a moonshine.
You talk about the
redneck. What was that the other idea you said about
Caledonia, Scott? Oh, no, I don't think I meant that disparagingly. I don't think that was a disparaging remark. I've just seen that over in Caledonia.
The first non-disparaging remark about Caledonia.
No, I'm telling you, my ancestors come from Caledonia. I can't be disparaging about the place.
You're a self-hating Caledonian, Scott.
Well, I don't think I'm a Caledonian. I've never lived there. But
By blood, you are.
Yeah, there was some blood relation that lived over there, ancestry. But
I was going to nominate, we're looking for icons of Caledonia, and I was going to nominate you, but with all this recent hatred toward Caledonia.
No, I love Caledonia, and I love the people of Caledonia. There are just a few people who, if they ended up in the Olentangy, I wouldn't mind. I'm not talking about the whole
Caledonian, isn't he?
Well, yeah, Matt's a... There you go, Matt's a Caledonian.
I am.
I don't want to see Matt in the Olentangy.
Yeah, don't throw poor Matt in the Olentangy.
No, I'm just saying that you can't... There are people in Marion who I'd like to see in the Olentangy, but, you know, I don't know how you... Isn't there somebody everywhere who you dislike a little bit?
I don't harbor it. Grudges. Yeah.
No, I don't harbor it. I'm not going to go over and throw them in the Olentangy. I just, I would, you know, they're just not my type of folk.
Does Carrington have opinions on Caledonia?
I don't have strong opinions on Caledonia. I don't know a lot of people there, actually.
Oh, okay. That's a good political response.
Yeah, I'm politically indifferent on Caledonia. I'd like to not take sides. I'm Switzerland.
Now, this morning, did you get a good chance to listen to the morning programming this morning?
I did. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate that. What did you make of the shows? I thought I had a very good morning this morning.
Yeah, it was a star-studded affair, that's for sure. That's got to be one for the record books, isn't it?
You know, I really think I might have hit icon status this morning.
I know. We have to create this hall of icons.
I Sally Jesse, I'm telling you, she put me right up there this morning.
Yeah, and Dick Cavett, yeah.
Oh, it was Sam Donaldson and Mary Ellen and Cousin Brucey. It was a great morning.
Yeah, it was. Well, you got big plans for your birthday? Is it today or when?
No, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, you got big plans?
You know, I've been invited by several people to do things. I'm not really sure what I'm going to do yet, but something, probably.
Go to Stewart's, right?
Go to Stewart's. That's what I, you know, I like Stewart's. It's always a nice place. I enjoy Stewart's.
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to come out to any of the Mary Ellen festivities?
What are those again?
Well, the one that's open to the public will be Friday, next Friday? Yeah, next Friday, March the 1st, that's the anniversary, from 3:30 to 5 out at Kingston.
Oh, at Kingston, okay. All right,
and it's going to be wine and punch and water and cheese trays and vegetable trays.
Well, sounds like a well-catered affair.
It's going to be a doings, and there's going to be all kinds of surprises that day, and I'll be there.
Oh, are you going to be live broadcasting?
I'm not sure if it'll be live, but I'll definitely be doing some introductions and speeches and, you know, meet and greets. There'll be some recording going on.
Oh, nice. How old is she? Is she like in her 80s or
Mary Ellen?
Yeah.
65.
Oh, wow.
She's 65.
That's within striking distance for Scott Spears to pursue her.
No, I don't know. I don't know that little. No.
Whoa.
You know, I don't even know if. You know what's. That's interesting. I don't think I've. I don't think there's ever been anybody older than me who I've been around.
No?
No. I don't think so. Maybe. I can't remember.
You've never dated anybody above the age of 28, 29
no,
tomorrow?
No. I don't even remember. To be honest, I don't really remember the people. So let's be honest there. I probably didn't know their ages that well to begin with.
You were engaged, though, weren't you?
No.
I thought you said you were engaged and you didn't know about it or something.
Right, but which I think technically you're not engaged if you don't know about it.
How did that even happen?
Well, it's a long story, but it was a Christmas, there was an announcement, and I was waiting to hear what the announcement was right along with everybody else. Turns out it was that we were engaged, news to me, but there you go.
So it wasn't like you didn't submit your final payment on your mail order bride, right?
No, you know what? But I wish that I'd had some mail order brides because I'd have liked to slap the stamp on a few of those people and send them back to whatever country they were from.
Oh, man.
I know. So, there have been some folks out there, you know?
So you don't think you'll ever get hitched, Scott?
Never.
Never?
Never. Never.
Do you believe that, Carrington?
Yeah, I believe he won't ever get married.
Really?
Yeah. No, he's not interested in it.
Oh, well, he's dedicated his life to journalism.
Yeah.
That's right.
He's married to his work.
Right.
I hope that's not true. I don't think that's true. But it's not that. It's just I think certain people should be married and certain people should be not. And those people who have been married like 7 or 8 times, I think they should have come to this conclusion like I have.
Right. No, I think that's very wise of you.
Well, it was the same thing with kids. I like kids. Obviously, I went into the teaching profession. I just did not think that I would be a good parent.
Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be a good parent?
I didn't think so.
Oh, man. You'd only be giving a Diet Coke. Is that why?
Well, you know what I thought I'd be, honestly? I thought I'd be like one of those hover parents. You know, I thought I'd be very involved in everything, and I didn't think that'd be very good.
You could have named Matt the Godfather.
I could. Well, you know, there's still time. I don't think that it's been cut off. I could still have kids.
That's right. You can have it up until the day you croak, right?
Right, which is many, many years from now.
Yeah, unless, I don't know, unless there's some sort of immaculate conception or something, you know.
You know, I think I said I knew a lot of girls in high school who had immaculate conception.
Yeah, like
all of a sudden
Jesus.
They came in and they were pregnant.
Stingray Jesus.
Oh,
yes,
Lord.
Stingray
no,
Jesus.
No,
thank you.
No.
He was listening.
No. No. Don't bring that
totally
up.
I stood up for you, Carrington, on that article or that topic of discussion the other day. I thought that it was fascinating. So.
Had you heard about it before I brought it up?
Please, we can't go into this again.
I hadn't heard about it. You broke a story.
Thank you.
I was very impressed.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Scott's shaking his head. His nose is in his mic. He's so upset over there. But I appreciate
it. No, I'm just saying, we've already killed one show with this. Let's try not to kill two.
Stingray Jesus. Or Shark Ray. We don't know.
You might end up in the Olin Tangy before this night's over with.
He wishes.
Or at least Stingray Jesus can swim.
Yeah.
I wonder if it sweats garlic.
It might.
It could. We don't know.
Glandular disorder.
It's Stingray Jesus, not Stingray Carrington. Come on.
Can you imagine what her sheets are like? I mean, that's all I can think about with that whole sweating garlic thing.
I don't eat garlic that much.
Garlic's good for you.
Are you going to come out and see Matt and I and Mary Ellen?
I'd like to, yeah.
Yes.
I would.
It'll be wonderful. I'm looking for. I believe that Pastor Craig and Linda and Sean are all going to be at the event at the Kingston.
The gang's going to all be there.
We're all coming out for this, and it'll be after our little tour of the schools for 2 days. Historic.
Oh, so it's after you do the speeches at the schools.
Yeah, because the schools will be during the school day for the students, so you can't get into the schools to see those unless you're a teacher or a student. So the school, but listen to the live interview on Thursday morning. That's 8 to 10 with Mary Ellen live on here. And then we're going to do Harding and Pleasant on Thursday, and then Friday, River Valley and Elgin, where it all started, and then after that's all done, we're going to the big reception at Kingston, and they're really putting on a doings out there. So everybody's invited who's listening to this. Tell your friends.
So what dignitaries will be there?
Me.
Just you?
No, everybody. I believe the county commission.
Will Bill Collins be in attendance?
It would not shock me.
Oh, wow.
No, I believe there's a lot. Yeah, I don't want to run down the guest list because I know of some people, but heaven forbid they don't show, but it's a pretty good guest list.
Well, I wish you the best of luck, and I'll try to get there.
Try to get there. Don't miss. And anybody who's listening, come on out. Say hello. It's going to be fun.
Have you heard anything from Judy?
No, I haven't heard from Judy.
Oh, that's too bad.
I think she'll come back. She'll come around.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, I
think
so.
Might have to have Carrington give her a package.
A package.
Yeah, like an offering of goodwill.
I don't know if she'd be good at that. She's never giving anybody an offering of goodwill.
She hasn't?
No, never.
I find that hard to believe.
Matt, have you ever gotten an offer?
Would be very disappointed.
Yes, no, let's be honest here. Let's all hold our hands up. Matt, have you ever got an offering of goodwill from Carrington?
Unless we're counting the Christmas gift, then no.
No.
I brought chicken sandwiches like a month ago.
That wasn't goodwill. That was your mom's goodwill.
She invited you over to watch A Christmas Story.
Yeah. Why am I getting attacked? I'm not invited to the thing now all of a sudden, and I'm not a good person. The show's just going downhill.
No, this is a good show, don't you think?
I think it's a great show.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm glad everyone's having fun.
I'm having a good time because, you know what? Birthday's tomorrow. I had a great day today. What more can you ask for? I figured out.
How old are you, Scott? Board.
How old am I? 28.
No, I know that's not true. You're about my age.
You know, what would that age be?
Are you 40?
No.
39.
Well, back up the truck a little further.
37.
A little more.
35?
A little more. You're getting closer.
No, you're not. You're lying. I know you're older than that.
I started in this business as a child. I was a child prodigy.
Back with Shirley Temple, no doubt.
And Shirley Temple. Me and Shirley Temple got in the same time. That's right. Well, no, it's going to be fun, so I hope you make it out.
All right, I'll try.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
I'm telling you, it's gonna. I hope everybody comes out. I want to see everybody.
I think everybody will come out.
Oh, I don't know why they wouldn't. It's historic. And I will be giving the intros. Wow.
Exciting.
Part of history.
Oh, I don't have anything to say.
Well, why not?
Because I'm not invited.
Well, you know. We still like you. You kind of bring everything to a crasher at the end. You kind of have a downer.
What?
Well, we're down to like the last few minutes and we were on a high note. And now you've sombered us out.
I'm sorry. Yay, let's be excited.
Well, aren't you?
Yes.
Marianne's getting some history this week. And it's all because of the people here at WGH.
That's true.
And the whole gang is coming out in style. We haven't done that since the Groundhog, you know? That seems like a minute ago.
That felt pretty recent. I'm not going to
really?
Lie. Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's only been
well,
like 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's okay. I'm still excited. I think it's going to be fun if I'm coming.
I'm going to have fun. Starting Wednesday night, There's going to be a taping, and it's going to be fun, and we're rolling right in.
The majority of people were there were there for Groundhog Day, but I don't think we've been out in, like, actually full force since Fruitcake Toss. I don't think anybody missed the Fruitcake Toss.
No, I think everybody's at the Fruitcake Toss.
That's an important one.
And we were all, we didn't talk about the Bratwurst Festival tonight. We'll have to save that for next week. The drama of the Bratwurst Festival right now, the city trying to put the defund on the Bratwurst Festival.
No.
And I plan on going back next year. I love the Bratwurst Festival.
I'll be there.
It was so clean. It was the cleanest festival you'd ever seen.
It was the cleanest festival
in Ohio.
What? All we have to say about it, it was a clean, clean festival.
No, I liked everything about it. I liked the bratwurst.
There's a lot of things. Like the queens. The queens love to talk to people. We tried to get queens at the Marion.
The accordions were great. They came up and played on the air. Loved it.
Oh, the bratwurst was good. I had one.
I did not. Yeah. I was so sad. I got to get one this year.
We talked to Billy Joel or whatever that football player was.
Billy Joel, the best football player there ever was.
I can't remember his name. He was fascinating, though. Fascinating interview. Buckeye guy was there and all his extravaganzas.
I got there in like 20 minutes from work.
You did. You drove fast. You got there before we went on, I think.
She was like going like 120 miles an hour all the way there.
Had to be, and it was a mess.
I parked my car in whatever spot I could find and ran.
What'd you learn tonight?
Oh, man.
We haven't done this for a couple weeks.
You know, this morning I learned that in 80 years of broadcasting you're the best broadcaster that Jessica or no
Sally.
Sally. That Sally's ever seen.
You didn't realize you were walking with greatness here, did you? You didn't realize. What did you learn tonight?
Oh, in the last 30 minutes, I learned I'm not invited to the thing.
You can't take those things personally.
No, that's fine. We'll just have to discuss it.
That's showbiz.
It's showbiz.
Comes and goes.
That's what I learned.
It's a fleeting moment.
That's what I learned.
It's like 1 minute you're on a show and the next minute you're not. You know, like the Friends, like what's her name? They had the girl and then she wasn't there. 1 week she was there, next week she was gone.
On Friends?
Yeah.
They had the same cast.
No, they push people in and out of there. There were people who were there, you know, like 4 or 5 episodes. This is
a side character and whatnot.
Yeah, slide them out. That happens. There you go. So it's been a great night. It's going to be a great weekend. Next week is nothing but festivities. Looking forward to all of that.
Yeah.
Life is good.
Exciting.
And it's been a good day. Today's been a good day. Thank Abby for the brownies.
Yeah, of course.
Nobody's eaten any yet, but we're going to work on that.
I should put a candle in one.
I think you need some sugar.
I was sitting here looking at them.
Yeah, you're zooming in. You're zooming in. And we're going to do a little video for the Mary Ellen event. So that'll be on, if you didn't get all the times, if you didn't get your pen and paper out, or maybe you didn't know how to work a pen like I did the other day, you'll be able to see the video and know what's going on next week and get all the times and places and all the fun that's going to happen. So that's good. Happy?
Yes.
Oh, everybody's happy. I like ending a show when everybody's on a high note.
Can't end a show mad.
No, but you tried. you tried to take us down there at the end, but thank God it didn't work.
The show persevered.
It's been too good a day for that. For Carrington and Matt, this is Scott. Have a great, great night, and we'll be back on Monday morning. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Lead to so many bad things. I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma?
This is hard. She's so young, but I know I need to talk to her about it now before someone tries to give her alcohol.
If anyone ever does offer you a drink, I want you to say no. I have too much respect for my family, and I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay.
Really?
I promise, Grandma. I love you too.